a vote on a proposal to regulate short-term rentals from websites such as Airbnb in Boston could happen as early as tomorrow. The city council took up Mayor Marty Walsh's proposed ordinance at a hearing yesterday. Councilors had many questions and concerns, and so did residents attending the meeting. WBUR's Ininjor and Wameka reports.
Boston City Councilors are divided over how to regulate short-term housing rentals. The mayor's proposed ordinance would stop investors from buying units only to use them for short-term rentals. It would allow such rentals in the unit where the owner lives. City Councilor Frank Baker says this is too restrictive and makes it hard for residents to earn extra money.
You need to provide people, especially people in the neighborhoods that have put their flag in the ground and said, I'm staying here. Why can't they do what they want to do in their own property?
Several councilors support the restrictions and want the ordinance to move forward quickly, including Councilor Lydia Edwards.
The best that we can do is to be conservative and to be as controlled as possible and to make sure that we're very clear about where the short-term rentals are and limiting them to owner-occupants.
But there are even concerns within what's allowed, specifically the proposed cap of 120 nights a year on multifamily units offered up for short-term rentals. Maria Torella of Jamaica Plain says the cap would be tough for her family. She has a two-family unit that she rents half of on a short-term basis, and she says the extra income saved her from foreclosure.
It's hard for us to live in Boston. I understand we want to open up housing for more people coming in, but don't kick out the homeowners who are really struggling to live here.
Other residents say short-term rentals make it difficult for people to stay in their neighborhoods. Mark Liu is with the Chinese Progressive Association.
I'm saddened to see how much of the housing is changing over to Airbnbs and that we're losing a lot of the heart and character to our neighborhood and seeing long-time residents move out and it's becoming a tourist neighborhood.
The city believes its proposal strikes a balance by eliminating investor units while still allowing other short-term rentals to continue. City Housing Chief Sheila Dillon says they're trying to help the market.
We don't want multifamilies priced anymore for the short-term rental business. And it's making it impossible for people to buy a housing stock that we've had in this city for hundreds of years.
In a statement, Airbnb says the city's proposal creates bureaucratic hurdles for homeowners. The company says it wants simple and fair rules. Now, the city council must decide whether it's ready to vote on regulations on Wednesday or at a later date after reviewing possible amendments. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.